Good evening.
When it's 5 years down, my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of the brotherhood of man, or whatever that means. Into a crisis times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Awakening to Spirit Show. I am your host, Regina. You can find me on Facebook at Lady Dragon Psychic Medium and Reiki Healer, or on my website at www.ladydragon.com. If you'd like to get a hold of me through email, I am at Lady Dragon Psychic Medium at gmail.com. Hope everyone's having a great Friday night. It's an end to a week. I'm excited tonight. We have back with us Joanne Leo. She's always so much fun to have on. Great, great energy, lots of fun. She has more than 30 years experience with readings that kind of give you a little bit of a twist. She began using EFT, which is Emotional Freedom Technique, which helps many overcome grief, fear, anxieties, and also helps them achieve their successes. So she does readings with a heart. I believe she's in the house with us. Joanne?
I'm here. Good evening,
yay!
Regina.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I'll expand a little bit for the new listeners on what I do.
Yes.
Well, 30 years under my belt, I started out with just reading cards, And then I started studying numerology, and I got my master's in it. And about 10 years ago when I went to Sedona, I was impressed to go see a channeler, which I had never experienced before. And it was kind of like deja vu. And she was not there. And so I said, well, it just wasn't meant to be. And I started turning around, and all of a sudden there was a phone in my ear, and she said, I'll be there in 20 minutes. And I said, well, that's okay. It wasn't meant to be. And she goes, on the contrary, I got to talk to you about your work. She said,
I love
that. When I finally did meet her, she goes, you're here to repair a soul and you're a stenographer. And I had no clue what she was talking about. I said, are you talking about past life regression? Because I said, I've studied everything in my spiritual realm here. And she said, no, it'll come to you because you've done it so many lifetimes. And when I came back and I started doing my numerology was totally taken over by spirit. So I do psychic numerology, and I also read Schuster cards, which I call tarot with a twist, because there's very few Schuster readers today. They came. Schuster cards were developed in the 1980s. By two tarot readers, but one was also an astrologer. So these cards were designed to be read psychically and astrologically. So it's really cool because when I use the Schuster cards, it touches every area of your life. So a lot of times, most often, I'd say 98% of the time, I'll say at the end of the reading, do you have any questions? And the answer is so. That's what I do. When we do the radio, I always look into their name, because I think what's important, Regina, and I think you've heard this before, but for the new listeners, your name on your birth certificate is as how you are registered in heaven and your birthday.
Right.
So it tells the whole story of Blueprint. What I usually do on the radio is I'll tune into their name and then I'll do their birth date and see what's going on with them for this year. Or sometimes I get the month or and that type of thing. But my messages always come through spirit. So that's what I do.
That's awesome. That's always so much fun when you come about it like that, you know, in the way that you did when, you know, well, it wasn't meant to be. Well, yeah, it was. It just wasn't. You needed to come back. I love that. I love that. So,
it really kind of piqued my interest when she said, I have to talk to you about your work, because she had no clue what I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was really cool.
Well, can you tell me, you know, as I was reading up some more, I always learn new things. Every time we have, like, a repeating guest on, such as yourself, I always learn new things about you or about something that you work on. But what exactly is the emotional freedom technique that you talk about?
Well, EFT, gosh, it's been around, I'd say, more than 20 years, but I might be wrong, so don't hold me to that. The fellow that really came up with EFT or used it, where he really kind of like brought it to the masses, had multiple sclerosis. And through EFT, he walks like you and I, and he was in a wheelchair. It works with your energy fields. It changes because if there's something wrong, let's say it's PTSD, or let's say it's panic attacks, or let's say that it's a weight issue, or a phobia of some sort, or an addiction of some sort, an EFT practitioner will try to work with you to get to the hook, and then it's a series of tapping to change the energy fields, and it's really amazing. Because they even found that they've done all different kinds of modalities with veterans with PTSD, and guess what? EFT has had the best results.
Well, that's interesting.
It is.
I like that. I like that. So you can incorporate that into, did somebody have to specifically ask you for that type of a reading, or is that something that you can like intuitively say, this is what, you know,
it's
we need to do with you, or?
It would be a separate healing session. It would have nothing to do
okay.
with the reading.
Okay.
Because all my readings are designed to, I'm a life coach as well, too. So I've done motivational speaking in the past. I'm definitely into positive thinking. So I do have a whole program that I do with that. My readings are succinct, where my hour readings consist of a soul, you know, tapping into the soul reading and cards. And I follow up with angel cards. And my half hour is just a card reading.
Okay.
So that's the way I do. I try to keep things simple for people, but get the most work out of it when I do an appointment. So, you know, I try to focus in on what might be the issues. And I love doing relationship type things, because it really, you can really see some issues, especially when they tap into my, because my spirit guides take over the numbers. So if people saw my scribbling, they'd say, how did you get that information out of that? They say it all the time. So if we had a visual, I could show it, but, we don't have that.
Well, I like that. Let's before we get a little farther, let's let everybody know, how can they get in touch with you if they'd like a little bit more in-depth reading or like that EFT work done with you?
I have a website, which is, of course, you know, the it's psychic, and it's Joanne, Joanne, it's got the E on it, leo.com. And they can call me and book an appointment, because I work only by appointment, is 727-743-3400. And I also have email, which is psychic Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Leo, at gmail.com.
Awesome. Now, I've got a quick question for you, too. This is maybe before we take callers, because I think we've got a pretty full board, so I'm really excited to get into that. But you mentioned a little earlier, isn't that? I love it. A little earlier about, like, the positive thinking. Was that something that you always did, you know, from, like, when you were a kid, or was that something that you kind of had to teach yourself to think
positive? Well, I don't ask. When I work with people, and especially because I really know my mission is to help those developers have aha moments. I love aha moments.
Aren't they fun?
When I was 28, I met a woman who absolutely radiated. And I, you know how you look at somebody, but I just thought, oh, my God, whatever she's got, I'd love to have some of that. And she just, she was, first of all, she was spiritual because she did readings as well, too. And I had gone to her for a reading, and in the middle of the reading, she stopped and she said, I don't know why you're not reading me. And I was like, who is she talking to? I started looking around the room and was like, well, she gave me a book. Because I had talked to her, I said, you have this essence about you. I said, and I always thought I was a positive thinker because I was a survivor. You know, so I looked at myself as being stronger or a survivor kind of person. But she triggered my, whatever you want to call that, your little jujus, you know, like I want to grow.
Yep.
I want to learn. I want to. And she gave me this book called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And I was 28 years old. So that was, I'm going to be 70. So figure it out. Okay, so she said, you know, this is just going to be a book on the shelf and you can dust it. Or you can take this information and apply it. When you apply it, she said, miracles will happen in your life. And I took the book and this woman impacted me so much. I said, you know what, I am going to apply it. And I've had, oh my goodness, maybe 90 logged miracles. And the reason I say 90 logged miracles, something I could have never made happen, number one. Number two, when you get negative or you're going through a hard patch in your life, okay, I get out that list and it brings me right back to where I need to be, or I grab my Game of Life book and get right back into it. Now, there's a lot of people when I do their charts, I go, you cannot read a book. You have to have audio, and I can determine that when I do their chart. Because there are some people that if your negative critical mind, you know, the voice between both of your ears, is not your friend. Number one, it's not your friend. And it's going to give you false information or keep you stuck. So I work really intensely with that because I don't ask anybody to do what I haven't conquered myself. Well, what I haven't learned myself, there's no secret here. I give it all. Do you see what I'm saying? Because it's up to the individual to get the information. I can give you the information, but you gotta apply it. You gotta make it your own. Now, my role is to, once you get the information, then my job is to be a cheerleader.
Awesome.
So that's what I mean about this positive, or the term life coach or whatever, it's not about that I take you through a workbook, okay, because I work with the individual on their individual issues and what we need to work on, stuff. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because it's not always the same, and I like your approach. It's very good.
Thank you.
I love the approach. So, are you up for taking a call? We have, like, pretty much a full board, and I think I'd like to try and get through as much as we can.
Well, let's do it.
Awesome. All right. We have area code 256. 256, are you there?
Yes, I am. My name is Kimberly. How are you?
Hello, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. Do you need my birth date?
I do, Kimberly.
It is November 5th, 1970.
Okay. Well, first of all, before I even figure out anything else, I will tell you this, though. Emotionally, you know, you can't hold everything inside, hon, because it's not your, you know, that's not going to help your tummy at all. Does that make sense?
Perfect.
So, you know, you want to keep peace at the cost of what? Of pain for Kimberly. So you've got to start learning to talk in I statements. When you acted like that, I was embarrassed. When you said that, I was hurt. Instead of holding everything inside. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because you're super, 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 super sensitive. And a lot of people, I don't think, really understand how deeply you get hurt. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But what I love about you, because thank goodness you have a 5 for a birthday, that gives you enough of the sizzle for you to overcome getting too stuck into the muck and the mire. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that's really important. Let's see where you're at this year. So we've got a 114.5. Are you dealing with a relationship or a family situation, hon?
Relationship.
Okay, yeah. Okay, thank you, because I have to get in the right pew here. Wow. What's the other person's birthday?
August 26th, 77.
77?
Correct.
Well, first of all, this other person definitely has to be the boss. It's their way or the highway. Is that true?
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah, and you, I hate to say it, but you shut up or you retreat because you can't, you get wounded and then you close down. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So you have to, honey, you have to, not that I'm telling you to be argumentative, but if you stick to I statements, it makes it, it's not combative when you do the I. Okay? But here's the thing, you cannot say I love you to somebody unless you have 3 ingredients. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. The first one's trust. The second one's respect. Now, respect is a two-way street here. Respecting the individual, but you also don't ever sacrifice self-respect. Got that?
Okay. Right.
And the third thing, is communication. Those 3 ingredients have to be in the mix to say, I love somebody. Oh, you can have chemistry and you can have the sizzle and you can have, you know, oh, I like badminton or baseball or football or whatever. But it's not. That's not the nitty-gritty stuff here, okay?
Okay.
Because chemistry is just the surface stuff. That's you got to have the other things in there. Likes make it opposites have a harder time. But this person here is really hard to change. Now, does this person have an alcohol issue?
We just reconnected, so I don't know if he. When we were together before, I saw him drink, so I don't know if he does it still.
Before he had the issue. Well,
yes.
Here you, Kimberly, listen to me.
Yes.
Take notes. A leopard doesn't change his spot. Hello?
Okay.
That's true. Yep.
You got it? Okay, so you better have your periscope up here because you're too sensitive. And you've got rose-colored glasses on, so take them off. You got to see it the way it is.
Okay.
Personally, I think you need to keep your eyes wide open here and stop making. If you have to use buts or ifs, if your friends are saying, oh, you're with that guy and da 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 da, and you're going, but he's not, but he's there. But when you get the buts and the ifs, it's a no. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, honey, I'll leave you with that.
Okay.
I'm not thinking that this is it. So there you go.
Okay.
Right. Yep. Okay. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you.
That's always
I'm ready.
Fun.
I'm ready, Regina. Well, you know, my reputation is that as I don't dance people around the park, you know, I kind of tell it like it
like
is,
that.
But I do. But I,
you
that's
know, I
why
like
it's
that.
Called Readings. It's Readings with the Heart, because I do love, and I do it out of love, but I also don't dance around the park.
Yeah. Yep, that's true. And I think that needs to be more of that, you know. You got to tell it like it is, because if you don't, you're not being true to who you are, and you're not honoring the person you're reading for. You know?
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
My view. So are you ready for another one?
Let's go.
All right. We've got 805, area code 805. Hello?
Hi, this is Donna, and my birthday is April 22nd, 1954.
Okay, Tana, you have to spell your name for me because I can't screw it up here.
Okay, my name is D-O-N-N-A.
Oh, Donna. I thought you said Tana, and I was like, well, okay, I don't know how to spell. Okay, Donna. Oh, I love it. Well, you know, it's really interesting about you. First of all, Donna, you have a master number for your birthday, which is a gift from God. So
yeah.
It comes with a lot of responsibility, Donna, okay? So, you know, it's kind of like you've got to lead the straight and narrow life morally, you know, what's the right thing to do, laws, the whole Megillah, okay? And people who have this particular number, this master number, the 22, like I said, it comes with a lot of responsibilities. It can shoot you to the moon success-wise or happiness-wise and all that kind of stuff, but it comes with a lot of responsibility because it's in a previous lifetime you were probably like a master teacher or a sage of some sort or somebody who really impacted people like a leader. So, but you can be quite stubborn. Is that true?
Stubborn. I don't really know what that word means. Is that like somebody wants you to do something, you don't do it, or I don't know what stubborn is.
Well, if I said to you, Donna, you need to do this thing, I need to do it my way. I'm going to do it my way.
Oh, yeah, I'd probably think about it and do it my way.
Right. Well, it's a karmic lesson that you have with the year you were born. So I always tell people with that karmic lesson, because if you do things your way, you're missing a lot of information. Do you see what I'm saying? Like if I said, Donna, you need to do it this way, and I give you all this stuff, and your mind is saying, well, that's great, but I don't care what you say, I'm going to do it my way, okay?
Yeah.
You'll have to keep repeating the lesson over and over again until you become the best listener. And
I'm very good listener, yeah.
Okay. And then you can take the piece of whatever somebody saying to you and incorporate it into your way to expand so that your knowledge grows, so that you don't do the same old thing or make the same old decisions. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So right now, you're in a year that's kind of, I like to compare it like this. You're going to understand this better this way. It's kind of like a year of transformation. It's like the butterfly. You know, it starts out as a caterpillar, crawls up the little stem, and it wraps that cocoon around and liquefies over a period of time and emerges as a butterfly. Okay, so that's called transformation, right? This year, it's going to be people, places, and things. Usually under the influence of the year that you're in right now, people move, change jobs, will reevaluate relationships, make some significant changes within themselves. It's like going up into an attic is the best way I can describe it. You climb up the stairs, you open the door, and you go, oh, my God, how did all the stuff get up here? This is like reviewing what's a keeper, what you're going to think about, and what absolutely goes. And so that could be friendships, that could be relationships, that could be unresolved issues that you have to face and handle. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you, so keep my number handy or whatever when we give those
up. Yeah, hold on. I got to write it down again. Okay.
Because there might be points of times throughout this year that you might say, oh, dear God, why am I going through this? Okay. You need to, you know, we need to address it. We need to sort it out so that you can come out, you can emerge as the butterfly. so that you can discard what doesn't serve you anymore, what's a keeper, and what you're going to think about, okay? So it can be emotional, but I want you to be very mindful of what I'm telling you here, that it's, even though that it might be a tough decision for you to make or a tough scenario that you're going through, you will come through it if you really, really pay attention of if this is for me or not for me. Okay? Now, did you have a relationship issue, Donna?
Yeah, I'm not in one. I haven't been in one in a couple, well, several years, more than a couple. And
okay. Here's the thing I want you to do, because this is not a year for you to start a new relationship, period, end of story. But what I want
it
you
is?
To do, that's a,
no.
not this year. Okay, but here's the good news. I want you, you know, kind of like I look at life like a book, okay? And you know how when you read a chapter, you have a pretty good idea of that chapter, right? What happened?
Yeah.
Right? That's our life, you know, so we have our childhood, we have our adolescence, you know, different periods of, or different scenarios in our life are like a book. What I want you to do this year is I want you to come up with your non-negotiable list, because if you haven't been in a relationship for a period of time, A, you've been hurt. B,
very,
Okay. A, you've been hurt. B, you've been disappointed. Okay.
Yeah.
And then C, your self-esteem goes through the ringer, okay?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So we know this, right? I mean, we know that this is where you're at, but in order for you to go forward in a healthy relationship, I want you to come up with a non-negotiable list. Well, I want you to start reviewing your past relationships and what was your lesson, okay? Did I have rose-colored glasses on? Did I make excuses? Was I impulsive? When you have a non-negotiable list, and I'll just go through real quick here because I know that the board's loaded, but I want to get this point across to you so that you can do your homework this year. If I had a non-negotiable list, I could spit it off because I do this every day for a living when I do readings. But you have to have a piece of paper and you have to write it because number one, it's right in front of your face, number one. But my non-negotiable list, if you're a liar or you're a scammer or a cheater or you're a poor communicator, no, that's not going to happen with me. If they have an alcohol issue or a drug issue, absolutely not. They're not even on first base here, okay? They have to be somebody who has a very strong work ethic. Career driven. They also have to have, you know, some sort of passions or hobbies or whatever, you know, because I'll have some. So we can combine them or we can become cheerleaders for the other person or whatever, and things we can do together because I believe likes make it. And they have to be somebody who knows how to dance, okay? Because I love to dance. So I want you to take time doing a non-negotiable list, because a lot of times when we meet somebody, we forget those things or we're not conscious of what the lessons we learned from the past relationships of where our heart's been dinged up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
But let me reiterate, Donna, this is not the year to start a new relationship. This is a year for you to purge and rebuild.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Work on
okay.
you. Work on who you are. Yep.
Okay. But make sure that you put it on paper, Donna. That's a very important part of this whole thing.
What is
okay?
I didn't hear that sentence. What did you just say?
Make sure that you put your non-negotiable list on your write it out.
On paper. Write it out.
I'm going to. Yes. Thank you.
You're quite welcome, my dear.
Thank you very much. Have a nice evening.
You're welcome, Donna.
Bye.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
All right.
And, you know, I wholeheartedly agree with you that, you know, I did that last year or the year before, a year and a half ago, is that I haven't been in a relationship in a long time. but that was because part of me knew that I wasn't ready for it. I needed to focus on who I was. But then about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I did what you suggested for Donna to do, and that is to write down what are you willing to accept and what are you willing to say, no, this isn't for me. This isn't what's going to work for me.
So it's a non-negotiable list. Non-negotiable.
Yep.
No, there's no wavering yes or no, you know, no.
Yep.
No,
that's
no,
exactly.
No.
Yep, that's
if you love your beer more than life itself, you're not for me. You know, I mean, you know, my non-negotiable list is pretty succinct. I like,
yep.
Give me, you know, I need to have somebody who's, you know, real. Mean what you say, say what you mean.
That's right. All right. So I'm trying to figure out where we're at here. I think we're at... Let's go to 201. Are you
Hi,
201?
My name is
Courtney. Hey, Courtney.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. Should I spell my name? Because I know there's different ways to spell it.
Yes, I was going to ask you to do that anyway, Courtney.
Okay, so it's Courtney, and my date of birth is August 3rd, 1993.
Spell your name one more time, because that does not make sense to me. Courtney or Courtney?
C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y.
C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y, correct?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. All righty. All right, Courtney. First of all, are you calling about a relationship, too?
I'm not in one. I was actually calling about love. It's funny that you were talking about what you refer to as an EFT, because I've been doing what I thought was called energy work for over a year and a half with a healer, and we just had, like, a really good breakthrough in, like, the past month, and he told me that, like, now I'm at the point where relationship stuff is going to start, like, coming up, and I'm gonna find love. So I was just wondering, like, if that's gonna happen anytime soon.
Well, another thing, that's all well and good, and I believe in energy or whatever, but as a woman, as a life coach, as an intuitive, as a psychic, I am going to tell you, and when I get on the platform and I do motivational work, it's pretty organized as far as, just like I was telling Donna about the non-negotiable list, you know, because it's important that you know what you're willing to accept or what you truly mm-hmm. want, rather than just walking in and saying, oh, he's really cute and he's silly and he makes me laugh. Well, that's going to get you in trouble, because then you're not being a good detective either. What do you want? What is important? What do you think is a healthy relationship? Get out a piece of paper. What's healthy? What have you learned from your past? What are you willing to accept? You see, here's the thing, is that you're very sensitive, but you also, too, want to be a peacemaker, so you're going to smooth things over when things are rough. Am I right?
Yes and no. It depends on the situation. But for the most part, I do like to smooth things over, but I don't like being disrespected or taken advantage of.
Right. And sometimes people will think you're a little too bossy, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yes. Well, I know they do, because I'm looking at your birthday. I'm not saying that in a negative way, Courtney. It's just that you're very, very strong. You know, you're very, very strong, sweetheart. So... but what's really, really important is that you really, you have to have a non-negotiable list. You heard my call with Donna, did you not?
I did, yes.
Okay, very important, because your non-negotiable list might be different than mine. I'm just a tough marker, you know? Not to say that I'm going to get exactly everything on that list, but it's going to be pretty much 98%. Okay, because nobody's perfect, number one, but I know that I can't have somebody who doesn't have my work ethic, or who's not family oriented, it's not going to work for me. Do you see what I'm saying? I can't make somebody,
yes.
It's like you can lead a horse to water, you can't make him drink. I can't mold a man. I don't want to be a man's mommy, okay? I want to be his lover. I want to be his best friend, okay? I want to be his woman. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And there's a lot of men out there looking for mommies. I don't want to be a mommy to a man, okay? And you would be amazed because you're sensitive and you're a nurturer. So you can be very loving, very caring, make sure that it's healthy and not where somebody is using you to nurture them to help them grow up. You got
right.
that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me do your numbers here. Okay. 102. Well, you know what? There's a chance for a relationship blooming this year. Just be careful you don't get pregnant.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, I'm just telling you, honey.
Thank
okay?
you. Thank you very much.
So be forewarned there, but I do feel, but I want you to spend some time getting clear because you're doing all this energy work, working on yourself. Well, that's just leaving you wide open without having boundaries. Do you drive a car?
Yes.
Okay, good. When you drive your car, you have a traffic light, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's got red, yellow, and green. You understand? So you can't
yes.
go get people in your relationships, and this goes for friends too, a bunch of green lights without using your yellow and red lights of what's important to you. Those are called boundaries. Are you with me?
Yeah.
And because you're kind and because you're sensitive and you're funny and you've got a great way to communicate, I know all that stuff. But you have to be careful that you get boundaries and that you use your traffic light when it comes to people. You can't give them all greens without knowing what they're really all about with yellows and reds. Got it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, all I'm telling you is be careful. Don't pay me if you don't want to get pregnant. Okay?
Yeah, I don't want to get pregnant. But just one thing. On the off chance, say I was one of those people that like wanted to have a kid, would it be a bad mm-hmm. thing? Is it like bad kid or like just you
not,
might get pregnant, don't do it if you don't want to?
Not at all, but you better know who you're dealing with here.
Okay, yeah. No, I definitely don't want a kid. I just wanted to make sure that like this wasn't like a bad omen or something.
No.
Of course not. Of course not. I don't even get into that kind of stuff. Ugh. No. You're thinking negative, honey. I'm not on that page.
Sorry, I'm just making sure.
A kid is what you put into it. Hello?
Yep.
You know, it's like a computer. Garbage in, garbage out.
Yep. So does that help you, Courtney?
It did. No, it definitely did.
Good.
Awesome. All right, you have a good night, honey.
Thank you so much,
Courtney.
You too.
Thank you.
All
right. That's always fun. We're having a wonderful night tonight. Are you ready for the next one? We have 619. Hello?
Hello?
Probably walked away from her. Let's come back to her.
Okay.
Okay, hold on here. All right, we're going to 111. I believe this is a Skype number. Area code 111. Are you there? Nope, I don't. I think we lost her too. Boy, I'm two for two
okay.
here. This isn't good. All right.
You know what the word is? Next.
That's right.
Next.
We have 908. 908
Hi,
area code.
Good evening.
Hi.
This is Caroline. Hi.
Hello, Caroline.
Thank you, ladies, for taking my call. Good evening.
Our pleasure.
Need my birthday?
Caroline, would you spell your name for me, please?
Yes. Caroline.
Okay. And your birth date?
October 9, 1954.
Okay. Okay. All right, so Caroline, you're another little sensitive number here. But you're very, you know, you're very strong too. But you're,
yeah.
A lot of people don't know how sensitive you are because you hide it. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You don't
I
show
do.
Your emotions, and you kind of put up this, like, if you were sitting in front of me, you'd see what I'm doing here. I'm waving my hand in front of my face. It's hard to, it would be hard to read where you are emotionally if you and I were friends, or let's say if it was a relationship with a significant other. It's hard because you kind of hold things inside. Does that make sense?
Very much
very,
so,
very,
yes.
Yeah. And you're very strong, you know, you're very strong, but you're super sensitive. And I don't know if it's because you're afraid to, that if you really say how you feel, you know, there might be a part of you that feels like off with your head, you know. If I really tell people how I feel, it's like, oh, dear God, their jugular vein is squirting, you know. But this is kind of like, and I don't know, I was talking, I don't remember which girl that was now because we did so many. Oh, it was Donna. Were you listening when I was talking to Donna about would you consider yourself stubborn?
Yeah, I heard about that. I don't consider myself stubborn, though.
Are you hard to change your mind? I mean, it's pretty much if you make up your mind about something, that's the way it is.
No, I'm kind of, I'm very open-minded, maybe in the past, but now I'm open-minded to learning and open to listening to other people. You know, that's where I'm at. Well, been at for a long time.
Okay, but when you're open-minded, a lot of times you have to be mindful of what your stances are rather than being open-minded, yes, to listen. I think that's a great idea, but I want you to have your own set of core values too.
Oh, yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good. So this is this is a year that you're going through right now. It's kind of like you're weighing things out, or that you've got some it's almost like rebalancing yourself or getting to coming to terms with something for yourself. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yes, it does.
And so if it's emotional, here's what I want you to visualize. I want you to visualize emotionally that you're in the middle of the circle, okay? And what I encourage my clients to do is to step out of that circle and take a different look at it. You see it from a different perspective. It's not so personal when you're outside the circle. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm more concerned about your emotional feelings this year, or making your decisions of which what way to balance things out for yourself, so that your motto for this year is to thy own self be true.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Are you with me on that?
I'm with you on that one. Yes. Yes.
Okay, good.
Me comes first.
There'll be some things that you're going to look at, and and you're going to think, oh, this is the way that it should be. You know, it's kind of like we all have preconceptive ideas. You know, I'll use an example of mine or whatever. You know, having a child, well, this is what I would want for my child, okay? I have some preconceived hardcore things, okay? Well, then you get into life and it's not that way, or you gotta adjust, or you gotta step back, or you gotta retool yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm talking about balancing this year here. But the underlying motto that Spirit wants me to get true to you is that you have to be true to yourself and not put yourself aside or discount yourself at the cost of making everybody else happy people.
Yes.
Does that make sense? So it's kind of I'm really telling you, I'm really kind of telling you that you've got to draw a line.
Yes.
And then you must speak up.
I'm doing it.
Good.
But I'm going to tell you something. Here's the thing that Spirit wants you to know here. Do it without any feelings of guilt. Guilt is a useless emotion. You haven't committed murder, robbed a bank. You understand? That's something to feel guilty about. If you didn't do something wrong, guilt is a useless emotion.
Yeah.
And more people operate in guilt, and it is such a waste of energy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So, to thy own self be true, Caroline.
Thank you. That's very beautiful. Yes. I'm working on it. Yes.
Really?
Good.
Well, you're going to just stick to that this year, and you'll do well.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful evening. Thank you.
You too, Caroline. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love it. All right. Let's just go right in. We've got about 12 minutes, so let's try and get to as much as we can, if that's okay with you.
That 45 minutes went by. Holy moly.
Like, isn't it? It's just awesome. So I love it. I love it. Love it.
I will give let me give out my phone number and my website, Regina's, because I know that some of them are hanging on. My phone number is 727-743-3400. And my website is Psychic Joanne, which is J-O-A-N-N-E, Leo.com. And you can email me at psychicjoanne, with an E, Leo, at gmail.com. So now they have it.
Wonderful. Yeah, and we've got that info also up in the chat blog. So if you're on the computer system or are near your computer and want to just copy and paste, you can do that through the chat. So are
Very
we ready?
Awesome. I'm ready.
All right, we've got... 312 area code.
Hi, my name's Karen, and my birthday my birthday is 3/31/71.
Okay.
And I just want to see what you see about, I'm looking for a full-time job with benefits. I'm consulting now, but I really need a job with benefits.
You're going to get it. Because you're in a very good year to make that move, okay? So make sure that, number one, that, of course, you know, your resume, is it brushed to the nines or what?
Okay.
The reason I'm saying that is because you're a natural-born leader. You're very smart. You're a quick study. You're very good at problem-solving. But make sure that your resume has in there that you are very much, you know, the key words, because I believe I've read more resumes in a forest of trees, okay, when I was in management. Yeah. So, you know, the things that I look for, number one, are, you know, are you a team player? Are you dependable? And then what skill set do you have that can be incorporated of why I'm going to pay you all this money?
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
So make sure that it has those kind of things in there. If you make it too sterile, I know I don't want to take that word out of context, but you understand what I'm saying.
Generic, yes.
That can't be. But I do feel like there's some wonderful opportunities. In your job now, do you travel?
No. But I'm looking at a job possibly. I'm going to a job fair at a school. It's like a bunch of schools are getting together, and that's in 2 weeks.
Okay, great. Along with going to this job fair, when you want to look for a job, and of course, you know, even though I'm psychic, I can't take off my manager's hat, you know, because I worked for a Fortune 500 company at one time. So you've got to put out at least 5 resumes a day.
Yes.
Before you go out there. I mean, and don't let anybody tell you any different. If you're not putting out at least 5 resumes a day, you know, at the end of the week, you better have at least 30 out there.
Okay.
All right? But I do feel that this is very good for you. Emotionally, though, you have to work on not holding things inside because you're going to have stomach problems, dear.
Yes.
Okay. And I would highly suggest that you get on some very strong probiotics.
Okay.
Okay? Yes. All right, sweetheart.
Okay.
There you
Thank
go.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Karen.
I know, Regina, I blow your mind. Right?
I love it. Well, as I've told everybody before, you know, I just kind of sit back when we have guests on. I just sit back and take notes, and if I see anything different, I will jump in. But, you know, I'm just sitting here listening and going, yep. I love it. So let's go on. We have about 8 minutes. Let's go to 708 area code.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
My name is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, and my birth is February 20th, 1956.
Okay. Another girl that keeps her emotions to herself. You try to peacemaker. You're very sweet. You've got a very beautiful, sweet side to you, but you cannot be a rug so people can walk their feet all over your back. Do you understand?
Yep.
You've really got to do the traffic light thing. Were you listening when I was talking to God knows who? Did you hear me when I was talking about that?
No, the what now?
When I was talking to that gal about boundaries.
Yeah.
With the traffic light. You can't keep giving green lights and let things slide. You've got to use your yellow and your red lights.
Okay.
Are you thinking about moving this year or doing something radically different?
I'm going to try to do a business on my own, yeah.
Okay.
That's cool.
And when were you thinking of starting that? I would not start it in, do not start it in April, May, or June. I can tell you that.
No, it'd probably be more towards the end of the year.
Well, I was just going to say, because I'm doing your numbers for the year, October, November, December would be much better. October would be very good. Okay?
Okay.
But I'm not digging the numbers in April, May, or June, and I don't like the numbers in July, August, and September. So, because it's about business. It's not that I don't like your numbers. I'm just saying it's not for business. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning on taking a trip this year?
I was thinking about taking a trip. Yes.
Yeah, because I see a trip in June. It's either July, August, September. There's a trip.
Mhm. I was thinking of taking a trip for health reasons.
Okay, very good. Also, let me look at here. Now, have you been having trouble with hormones?
I couldn't hear that.
Are you having trouble with your hormones?
Not really. I don't really think so, no.
Okay. What'd you get, Regina?
Nothing really. What I've got so far, you know, with that is your trip, it'll be good for you. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You'll get some good things out of that.
Okay.
Let me see. Hold on, Barb. Like, you know, I got to wait till they give me what I got to tell you. So hold on.
That's fine.
Okay. There's a situation that will come up, I want to say the summertime. And it might be upsetting to you, but you're going to have to spell it out. You're going to have to work it through. You can't shut up about this one. You can't put it aside. So if there's something that you know, a decision you have to make, or you're frustrated, or somebody is, you know, putting you under a deadline of some sort, I want you to breathe, okay? But I don't want you to lose your temper. I don't want you to lose your temper. And you don't, you know, you're pretty easygoing. So don't let anybody ruffle your feathers, okay? Draw your line in the sand. Say how you feel. Don't stuff it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because that affects your health, believe it or not. A lot of it's emotion with you, too.
Well, that's true.
When you talk about your health to me, they're screaming emotion, you know, that emotionally it's coming out physically.
That could be very well true.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of your name, honey. It's right in your name, sweetheart. You can't make everybody happy, so get off that track right away. That's not your job. You know, you got to be true to yourself first. And, you know, and you're a good person, Barb, but you can't let people walk all over you either.
No, that's true. Some people take kindness for, weakness, and that's really not true.
Well, of course it's not
true.
That's
right. No.
But that's where you have to use your traffic light, honey. That's where, when you're kind, and you're given all this stuff here, not everybody's going to be like you. That was one of my hardest things to learn in my spiritual path, is not everybody is going to have the same intentions I have.
Yep. Yeah.
And when you understand that, then you can be more. I love this word. Are you ready for the word, Barbara?
Discerning.
Discerning is the word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that is one of the biggest things I had to learn myself, is to be more discerning.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, and I think too. I think that instead of seeing people the way you'd like them to be, you really need to see what you're looking at.
Yes.
Well, no rose-colored glasses, Barb.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly.
What you see is what you get.
Right.
Yeah,
Yeah, and when people show you what they are, believe them.
Yep.
Right. Well, here's the thing, Barb, I have to tell you, don't try to rehab them.
Yep, it's not your job.
No.
Because I'm going to tell you,
I'm
going to tell you something that I do know, and I preach this all the time. Fixers equal sign.
So we've got about 30 seconds left, ladies.
Okay.
Fixer equals
victim.
Did you hear that, Barb?
No, I didn't hear you.
Fixers equal victims. You become a victim if you're a fixer.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to be a fixer.
Okay. There you go.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Have a great night.
Okay. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Joni, we are out of time. It was great speaking to you tonight. I hope we can do it again. We just go boom, boom, boom with you. I love it.
Thank you, Regina. I'll talk to you soon, hon.
You bet. You have
everybody.
A great night. Thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it.
God bless.
Bye.